That's fun.
Wow, that is horrid. What is that?
It's feeding back.
Yeah, there's some pretty bad feedback.
Yeah, so turn off the monitors.
Oh, we'll be right back, folks. Oh, never mind, it's work.
No, it's not.
There it is.
See if it's still going.
Oh, that's working.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Sometimes if the headphones are turned up too high, it'll be.
Okay. Well, after some slight technical difficulties, we are live. So you're listening. Taylor, do not interrupt my intro. This is federally mandated. Oh, that needs to go on too.
Well.
Yeah. Now the other mic's on.
Which one?
That one. Yeah, that
is
one.
This one on?
It is now.
Is this one on?
No.
Damn it.
Check it.
Is this one on?
No. Speaking to that one.
Warum werden
wir? Okay, that one's working. All right. Anyway, hold on. We're committing a federal crime. I haven't said the intro yet. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And we have been live. I'm unfortunately not joined by Alex today. She has work to do. That's college life. But today, I am joined by Taylor, Gabe, and Ariel, who is sitting off in the corner, but she's very much there.
Does
it count as a live studio audience? I literally can't hear either of you guys right now.
Oh,
yes, you can.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, when you speak into the mic, you guys need to pass that around.
It's
like
weird
a.
That we can't hear if you can hear us.
Okay, yeah, I know. I wish there was more headphones, but. Do it again. No. Wait. Yeah, you're working.
Hell yeah, dog.
Okay, that sounds all right. So now we got.
You can't swear on radio, right?
You know, we cannot swear on radio. Wow.
Is help swear?
What? Yes. I would say I would say like as long as you're not saying it every second.
If the answer was okay, yes, was then one, you should have used up some of our 12 seconds.
That was my one.
It wasn't that. It's not like. It's not
you're
like.
You're welcome.
Okay, this is a mess.
You are a mess.
We're all a mess. But
why
so.
You.
So what's the subject of today?
Yeah, thanks for getting us back on topic. So today we're going to be talking about flat earth theory.
Do we got a quick PSA first?
No, we don't.
Can we do it anyway?
Are you going to read the German PSA?
I'm totally going to read the German PSA.
This all right.
Is a disaster.
Wow, I know. Please read the German PSA.
Warum verwendet die Autorin albeschnell die Pronomen ich und er bitte? Ich und der Junge auf diesen Seiten.
Oh, no. Wow, that was pretty good. Good job. I have no idea what you just said, but I'm sure you publicly informed, you know, the large German-speaking population that's listening to this. So flat Earth.
Yeah.
We love it. No, we don't. But we're here.
I do.
You love it. Well, Taylor, you've got some great things.
I'm a primary source.
Primary source about flat Earth theory. Gabe, who's just here to be here, and Ariel, who's chilling.
A live studio audience.
A live studio audience. I forgot. Okay.
I'm the guest star.
So. Let's start off with oh my god, just stop futzing with the mic. Yeah,
Yeah, that
Taylor, I'm gonna remove your rib cage.
You can have one rib.
You need the rest? You gotta speak closer to the mic, by the way.
Boneless ribs.
Yeah, like that.
Like that?
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Should I eat it? Can we please...
Can I eat the mic live on radio?
Please don't.
Can I ASMR eat the mic?
No.
No.
No, you can't.
No, you Why cannot.
Because the live studio audience.
Because
you know, I've never held a mic before. This is fun.
Well, no.
I feel powerful.
Oh, good.
Bruh.
Okay, so... Jesus Christ. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about...
That was a swear.
Flat Earth. So I figured we should probably get a good basis of knowledge to talk about, like, you know, where this theory started, how old it is.
So we have Wikipedia pulled
So
up.
I do. Well, this,
well,
is,
this Wiki, is WikiFreaks.
This is WikiFreaks. It's
Welcome
the whole
to WikiFreaks.
Point. We discussed the Wikipedia article and things going with it. Yeah, no, I'm not a...
Is there really an
yeah,
article on the Flat Earth
There's
theory?
A massive article
how
on it.
How could there not be an article on the Flat Earth theory?
All right, another technical difficulty where we had Taylor say another swear word.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, so let's just start. So let's start with, like, the earliest known beliefs of Flat Earth, which was found in West Asia, Greece, Europe, and East Asia. Primarily, the theory really is, it's old because, you know, it makes, like, the most sense when you just look at Earth. Like, if I woke up one day and I was an alien or I was just, from a different dimension, I was looking around and say, oh, this world is flat. Because,
well, if you were an alien, you would have come in from space, right?
Yeah, well, okay.
So you would have seen the curvature
more,
of the Earth while you were descending
from
space?
I was more talking about, like, being an alien as in being outside from the plane of understanding.
All right, just asking for some clarification.
So, yes, for, obviously.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
I'm scared of talking now.
And
I don't trust what's going to come out of
okay.
my mouth.
And so, it's very early belief, and it makes sense. But actually, the earliest, proved version of curved Earth actually started with Pythagoras, where he set up this really weird, curved Earth theory, or round Earth. Well, it's not really a theory. We know the Earth is round.
We?
We'll get into that later. It was actually started by Pythagoras, and it was basically done by lining up these poles in a certain, I don't remember the exact math of it, Gabe, if you know at all what I'm talking about.
No idea.
Basically, by telling, like, the sun, it proved that by, like, where the shadows were proportioned, because they placed them over a large distance, that the Earth naturally had a curve to it, or else the direction of the shadows wouldn't have made sense. But a lot of, prominent philosophers in ancient times did believe that the Earth was flat. However, as, we became more knowledgeable of the natural world, we realized that, oh, wow, this place be round.
Yeah.
And, we founded a lot of expeditions around that. Columbus didn't. He kind of did, but he didn't figure it out. That was, what was his name? He went around the whole world.
Magellan,
yeah.
Part of my family's argument was that Columbus went to the Bahamas.
I think he did, though.
Wait, you have to explain your family.
That was part of
the radio station doesn't know about your family yet.
We'll talk about Taylor's family.
That was the second close call.
All right, so...
okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so continuing on, this theory kind of died off, flat earth theory, because, obviously it did, because that's how science works. It turns out that when we, when we stop...
But when she's back.
But yeah, she's back with a vengeance.
It's a relatively recent phenomenon, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, which is kind of strange. It's like a 200 years thing. Like, it was, like, super sparse, but it's been, like, gaining popularity quickly. And the interesting thing about this is actually there's a really cool documentary that came out on Netflix. Yeah, see you, Gabe. Called Behind the Curve. Wow, that was loud. Yeah, that was called Behind the Curve. And it was about, like, flat earthers. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good. The issue is that, like, some of these flat earthers are, like, genuinely smart. But the issue is their scientific reasoning is very wrong. And a lot of the issue stems from the fact that the idea of how science works, like how the way, who's breathing, blowing softly? Ariel.
Okay, both of us stop breathing. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, thanks.
That didn't solve the issue by figuring out who it was.
So, basically, you have this idea that it's, another conspiracy theory. And the issue with conspiracy theories is that it works on the basis of denial of facts, not the proving of facts. So, I could tell you that, donuts aren't, round. And you'd be like, no, that's stupid. And I tell you, well, can you prove to me they're round?
From experience, I can also tell you that they want to believe it because they want to be in the minority, because they want to be oppressed, because they are not
good people.
Not good people. Yeah. So why don't, Taylor, why don't we
What is this experience you speak of?
Let's do a quick segue over to Taylor's experience with Flat Earth.
I'm so glad you asked.
Are you?
No.
All right. So let's talk about, you know, the people behind Flat Earth.
Taylor has a unique connection to this issue. It's really close to his heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my family, my aunts and uncles and cousins and everyone basically related to me who isn't my immediate family is flat earthers.
Are
flat earthers. Thank you so much. They're also anti-vax, but that's besides the point.
Well, honestly, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people who are like conspiracy theorists for one thing kind of branch off.
Yeah.
Because it's the same idea. It's like, well, the people in power are lying to us. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason, that's actually one of the reasons that social psychologists believe that we've seen a resurgence of conspiracy theory. It's because we really don't trust who's in charge anymore.
Yeah.
Like I certainly don't. Do you?
No.
Do you?
No. I don't know. I don't really care.
Americans are losing trust in our institutions.
We are.
Survey sample size of three.
Survey sample size of three.
This is most things.
Three liberal college students are a very good sample size for trust in the government. Absolutely. But no, social scientists have seen, like, people really don't trust, like, you know, in our institutions.
Yeah, they literally said to me that they are not sheeple. They don't walk around with tunnel vision.
Sheeple.
They said the word sheeple to me in a serious context.
Can we define that?
Sheeple? You don't know what sheeple is?
It's let's have
sheep
a formal
people,
definition.
Like flock, like blindly be following what they,
that's,
what everyone
that's
is
kind
preaching.
Of weird, because you also told me that they're like hardcore Christian or Catholic?
I don't know.
One
Catholics
of the two.
Are Christians.
I'm not it.
I know, but they're like different sects, I believe, right? I don't know.
Christian's an umbrella term.
Oh, wait, we got somebody with
special guest star Aiden coming in.
Yeah,
with
Aiden
definition.
Just showed up.
The definition of sheeple is people compared to sheep in being docile, foolish, or easily led.
There we go.
What'd I say?
It's just kind of interesting because a large part of Christianity is you were the, like, Jesus or God's flock.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of...
It's kind of like a big part of it. So I guess it's more like choosing who you're the sheep of.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's interesting because, like, the one thing that blew my mind and I found this so funny is how they like... reasoned with the fact that eclipses exist. Do you know what the reasoning is?
No,
like
I
the
don't.
Most accepted reasoning.
Do tell.
Enlighten me.
There's an invisible moon.
There's an invisible
there's
moon.
There's a second invisible moon that causes eclipses.
I need to like cut off their internet access, or they will hop onto that.
They should, because I want to tell them about the invisible moon.
Oh, they should.
They should know about the invisible moon because it makes no sense. Because like
they
the whole like,
find a way
if
to
it was invisible
it.
But it blocks the moon, we'd still see it. Like the idea is that it refracts light and prevents us from seeing it, but that makes no sense, because if it refracted light in the way that it would take for it to completely obstruct the moon, we would see it. We would actually just see it.
Yeah.
And you know, if you there's a bunch of other theories. There's like dome earth theory and like all this other stuff.
Gabe had a contribution.
Taurus earth theory.
Gabe.
That the earth is a donut.
Donut theory.
I do actually have a contribution related to the flat earth theory while we're still on that real quick.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you are aware, but there is a theory explaining how gravity could exist on a flat earth. And so the theory is built around this phenomenon called the ethereal wind. So the idea being that the Earth is a giant plate, like plane.
Yeah, no.
And it's plate? Being plane.
Isn't it
plates
being,
are
like,
flat.
Isn't the idea that it's being pushed up by like dark energy and that gravity is not real?
Oh, no.
Instead of being attracted toward the center of the Earth, because the Earth has no center, because it's a disk flat Earth theory, the argument is that there is this ethereal wind that is constantly accelerating the Earth upward at 9.8 meters per second squared, which is why that's what we measure gravity to be.
Yes.
So I was actually interested in this because assuming that people of flat earth theory might be trying to reconcile contemporary like physical theories like the speed of light and such with flat earth theory, that would mean that the maximum speed that the Earth could accelerate upward at would be the speed of light. So because you're constantly accelerating, once you reach the speed of light, you can't really keep accelerating. So what I did is I went and calculated how long it would take for the Earth to reach the speed of light starting from rest. So if we started at rest and we were accelerating upward at 9.8 meters per second squared, then it would take about 900 years, which means that all of human history and all of recorded history and all as far as we know that gravity must have existed, it must have taken place over less than 900 years.
Wow.
I like that.
Well, I mean, so I'm a flat earther, right? I'm a flat earther right now.
Yeah, same. We're getting a call. In this room, we are all flat earthers. If you're listening to this, I'm so sorry, but you have been endowed with flat earth theory. You're welcome.
I just got a call for pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah, it's probably a prank call. But I don't know. I wasn't.
Pizzas are flat.
Pizzas are flat.
I wonder why that is. Why aren't they round?
Because
they are round.
Spherical. Okay.
Well, so the thing is that pizzas are actually extracted from the pizza sphere, and they appear flat because the pizzas that we're eating are just such small sections of the surface of the pizza sphere that we don't even see the curvature of.
I like that it implies the existence of one large nebulous pizza sphere, but let's not get into that. So I'm a flat earther. I'm going to say, well, it's not accelerating. It's moving at a constant rate.
If it's moving at a constant rate, then there is no gravity.
Is he close enough to the mic?
Oh, yeah, so right. No, I can hear him perfectly fine. Okay, good. Yeah, I can hear you, but it's great.
In order for gravity to be 9.8 meters per second squared downward, then the surface you're on has to either be accelerating upward toward you at 9.8 meters per second squared, or some other force has to exist.
That's like when you drop a ball off the back of a truck that's moving at the same speed and it stays in place, right? Like the same theory of like... No, that's just relativity. I'm stupid.
Well, it's like if you are... underneath so if you're on a roller coaster and mm-hmm. you went down the first hill and now you're going up the second hill mm-hmm. you feel like you're being pressed down into your seat more
because of the increase
that's because you're accelerating upward.
Okay so in flat earth theory that's what's happening to the earth, but that can't happen because we'd reach the speed of light.
Yeah, if you're accelerating upward forever, then eventually you're going to reach the speed of light, and mm-hmm. because that's kind of like a theoretical speed limit, you can't go faster than that. Then once the Earth would reach that speed, mm-hmm. something would have to happen.
Yes.
We're not sure what.
Probably something not so great.
But if that were to happen, then that thing would have happened sometime within the last 1,000 years.
Maybe we're in like some sort of repeating cycle. Maybe nothing happens and it just goes back.
Maybe the world ends every 900 some years?
Yeah, and then we just forget about it.
I have nothing to contribute to anything that was just said.
That's okay.
I think I passed out.
You think you passed out? Yeah. I don't think we should do another PSA, but I think that we should talk about Taylor. Is there any other experiences that you've had with your family, like regarding flat earth? Like any like stand out like things that they've said?
Anecdotes, if you will.
They said that... You mentioned that they were religious.
Yes.
They said that it says in the Bible that the earth is flat, which is in itself proof. And I yelled, expletive, expletive. The Bible is expletive. And they also, I asked them where the edge of the world is then, if it's flat. And they said that there's an ice wall.
Oh, I want to talk about the ice wall.
There's an ice wall around Antarctica, apparently.
Yeah, so I really
like Game of Thrones.
I really love the concept of the ice wall.
I love it.
It's so funny to me because like it. So if you see like any picture of the flat Earth, what their symbol is, it's literally a flat Earth, and at the edge is mm-hmm. the ice wall.
Yeah,
because that's what they claim that the Antarctic is. It's like this ice wall. I don't know.
It's an ice wall,
and I don't. There's no written like thing of how tall it is or like, but just the fact that planes are not allowed to fly there, they are. the fact that they don't let oil companies go there because it's illegal, and they don't let expeditions there, they do. And there's all these theories of why you're not allowed to go to the ice wall because they don't want people to fall off. Firstly, why do they care?
The theory in general, I don't understand why they think the government would lie to us about this specifically. What does not telling us what the actual shape of the earth do?
I like the idea that...
Power
like,
over us. How? Yeah. How so?
I like the idea that like NASA is like controlling everything.
NASA is our government, apparently.
Dude, NASA isn't getting like any funding. how are they controlling the government? Like if...
Steph.
Oh my God! Is there more people?
We had another guest star coming in.
We have a live,
Steph
live Hutt. Studio.
Wow. Okay.
You can't. Okay, listen.
I like how I'm down.
You made that mistake.
I like how I'm done. Down one guest, one host, and now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 extra people.
Did
in
you
the
just
room.
Count me as a guest? Because I'm not. I'm a guest star.
You're a guest.
And
star.
They are the live studio audience.
Right. Yes, they are.
I need that distinction to be made.
So. The ice wall theory is kind of amazing because, it messes with a large, like, idea of currents, because you can't exactly have the same currents that you have on a flat earth that you have on a round earth, because, you know, currents move around the globe. And it's impossible with the way that currents are currently that they could work in that way, which is, you know, kind of funny. And there's just a bunch of like nonsensical theory. I remember I was watching this video and a guy like was just spouting jargon. He's like, I believe there's an electromagnetic field that covers the earth in this dome, and it causes this ethereal wind which pushes us upwards. And it's like, I've noticed that there's two main groups of people who really believe in flat earth theory. And just, you know, to make it easy, let's call them right conspiracy theorists and left conspiracy theorists. Where
politically or correct and not correct? Wait, he said left.
No, left and right. Yeah, no. There's
you're either right or you're not wrong. You're left.
You're left. That sounds like...
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. So now we have even more people in here because they're doing DJ training. Yeah.
DJ training.
This is a great episode.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Mess from start to middle to hopefully the end.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to focus on flat earth for the time that we're...
talking about flat earth.
Yeah, we're talking about flat earth.
I'm the primary source.
Because his family...
Are you... Flat earthers.
Oh my god.
Isn't it awesome?
Like, what are you your trying? Age?
I'm surrounded by idiots.
Yeah, tell us about your friends who are flat earthers.
Introduce I'm a yourself. Geologist. Hi. I'm a geologist.
What's your name?
Jillian Branham. Flat Earth isn't real. Bye.
All right. Thank you for the contribution.
We got a certified geologist on the show, dang, folks. This is real.
I'm a geology major.
No, you're a geologist.
Wow, now the lights are on. Sorry. So the further talk about, you know, flat earth theory. I'm really getting pushed over here.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Whoever's using the white mic, that's not on.
There's,
what? Is this the white
mic? That wasn't the white mic. I accidentally turned that one on. It doesn't exist.
Oh, wait. What's going on with the white mic?
Max, can you hear me or not?
I can hear you just fine. I've been.
He definitely has been.
Just okay. Turn the white mic.
Because he has his headphones on.
So there's, you know... Wow, this is bad.
Ooh, Maxim, is it time for another PSA?
You know what? I think it is time for another PSA.
Could you hear me or not the whole time?
I could hear you the whole time, Taylor.
Where do I start?
I'm gonna read a PSA.
I did the shortest one. Using either with through an
and we're
all right. We have another PSA presented to you in German because
we're doing one in German.
In German, but here we are.
I was gonna read one.
Warum muss Ralph Sterben gibt es hier ein bei sich? I don't know. Maybe it's on. Zuraus versuchter Vergiwultigung an Anja, falls dies der Fallist Welche. Welche.
Okay, let's have a real PSA.
Sorry to any Germans I offended.
We're gonna talk about hepatitis C. Do you know about hepatitis C? Hepatitis C is the leading cause of liver cancer. Millions of Americans have hepatitis C, but most don't know it. People can live with hepatitis C for decades without having symptoms or feeling sick. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month, so join in, insert name of organization, and get hepatitis C test at insert name of event on insert date. We're not given, they don't give us a thing.
Just find one and figure it out and go.
At the beginning of your nobody's show, listening to this anymore.
That's
it's
okay.
Too much of a mess.
You are listening to WJR.
So I'm just gonna wait a little bit because we got so many people in the room. It's basically
basically a fun time.
What? Yeah, we've been logged in. It's on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
No. Okay, never mind. I can figure out.
Thank you. You know what? Hold on. We're going to pause the broadcast for a little bit. Stick in.
Podcast? What is that one?
Now
we are back. Currently turning on everybody's mics.
By everybody, you mean the two mics.
Now let's try to talk one at a time because it's a bit of a fuster clock. So let's. That's not swearing. Name one swear in that thing. You can't, and don't name it because. But yeah, let's try to rein it in a little bit. It's okay. That was, yeah. We literally had so many people in the room, it was like hard to breathe.
Yeah.
Do you want to turn the lights off? Because it's going to get hot in here fast.
It's really hot in here.
It's a little dark, but, you know, I don't think it matters. And it kind of brings some. So, all right. So, where do we leave off when we were talking about flat Earth? Because I'm honestly, like, confused. Like, do. Right, we're talking about ocean currents. Ocean currents don't work the way that they should if there was a wall.
Which there is, absolutely. There's a wall in Antarctica around the world.
Apparently an electromagnetic wall, as it happens.
Electromagnetic, no, that's the dome. That's the dome.
Oh, yeah. I love the dome theory.
The dome theory? I love that. Do you want to talk about dome theory?
Go ahead.
All right, let's talk about dome Earth theory. I'm gonna see if I can pull up just so I can, you know, have some better research on it. So, you know, when it comes to like the theories of Earth, there's a lot of, you know, meme ideas. Do you guys have you guys seen any of like the meme ideas of like Earth theory?
Besides
dinosaur
Earth
theory. Dinosaur Earth theory. There
dinosaur
we go.
Dinosaur Earth theory.
And do you want to say about dinosaur Earth theory?
Well,
no.
He said no.
It's
dinosaur Earth theory.
I'm just translating because I have the mic because I have the power.
Wow.
The guest star.
Flat Earth dome model. Okay. I'm seeing an interactive.
Ooh, that's a picture.
Ooh, that's
ooh,
a.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
Baby.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's basically the same as.
Yeah, radio viewers, take a look
at that. Oh my god.
Okay, I'll do my best to explain it because obviously this is a auditory medium, but. It's effectively the same thing as a, you know, flat Earth theory, except it shows like the where the sun and the moon travel. Oh, also another interesting thing, the moon and the sun aren't these massive balls. Like the sun isn't this massive ball of fusion happening, you know, like millions of miles away. It's basically like a spotlight that's like a few thousand miles up, or something like that.
Oh.
And it's like doing a spotlight. Really? Yeah. That's in flat Earth theory, baby.
That's cool.
Is it?
Yes.
So who goes up there to change the bulb whenever it burns out?
I'm assuming that's NASA, as they've been around for.
My family would say God.
God, God. I like the idea of NASA better.
Our government.
Taylor, does your family believe in evolution?
I don't know.
Can
try not to talk to them.
The issue that a lot of. These people have with or a lot of these people, that's a little mean to say, these morons, you know, a lot. Well, I feel like that's a little grouping. The issue that a lot of conspiracy theorists have, or the issue that like the theories themselves have, is that they are not on the basis of they try to present themselves as these scientific things based by saying, well, you can't prove this, so therefore it needs to be that. But the issue is that literally the strongest term a scientist can use is a theory. We call it the theory of evolution, not because we kind of believe it exists, because that's the strongest thing scientists can call it. Like, there's no other way. It's the theory of gravity, it's the theory of relativity, it's the theory of, like, all these things. Not because we're not 100% sure. Well, I mean, we aren't, because you can never be 100% sure of something. So everything's a theory.
Shout out to Professor Burkert for teaching me about scientific law versus scientific theory.
You want to talk about that?
No.
All right, that's fair. We're learning things in college, we swear.
I will say that their children won't learn anything because they are being homeschooled because they don't believe in education.
The children of your family?
Yeah.
Except
my
cousins.
You? My baby cousins
aren't
who
they?
Are not vaccinated and they're being homeschooled. Yeah.
Rough.
That's aren't they also just terrible though, but it's kind of their parents' fault?
Yeah. They're not parenting them right, and you know how expletive kids turn out when they're not parented.
Yeah. Good use of the term expletive.
It's the only way I can
speak. Hey, if it works, don't fix it. But
is it actually working?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Listen.
If it is working.
Listen, you come into my radio. If it is currently you come onto my radio show and you correct me, I will have you smitten.
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 Oh boy.
Wait, can we shout out some of our listeners?
Shout out some of our listeners.
I want to give a shout out to Avery Warmack and Evangeline Cofinas, who are Snapchatting us currently that they're loving the show. So, you know, enjoy. I'm glad you guys are enjoying it.
All right, they're going to hear that in 12 seconds. and we're on a 12-second delay, but that's not important.
Well, yeah, that's how you maybe killed it when I said the word.
The bad word. So, back to Flat Earth. Again, this is not like an old thing. Like, you're right, back in ye ancient times, when this, as much as doctoring got was put leaves on it and then maybe sometimes do bloodletting. Yeah, like, okay, I don't know why we like to go back to like the pleasant, like old medicine and old like theory. We like to think that, oh, you know, if you do your essential oils, you'll be okay. But we don't go back to like bloodletting. I wonder why. Maybe it's because bloodletting is absolutely nasty. Do you think there's people in America who still think bloodletting's the way to go?
There's gotta be. No,
like the, what is it? Like the four humors? Where you're like your green humor, your red humor, your white humor, and your black humor. That's what they're called. Those are like just the juice.
Really?
Those are them's the juices in your body.
Oh boy.
And if you have too much of one kind of juice, you gotta get rid of it.
Yeah. Is there any college show?
What?
I don't know how to do it,
and I don't want to have to spend the time figuring out how
they call
do it. What?
Oh yeah, yeah, we do.
Oh sure. What's the number?
It's up there.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Right. Okay. So
Evangeline would like to say that bloodletting is still a thing. Hey, they use medicinal leeches. Leeches are like being taken for it.
Okay. Well, that's a little something different, but let's talk about calling in. If you want to call in, the number is 610-330-5316. That is 610-330-5316.
Looking at you, Avery.
Just turn on if someone
calls, I would like to point out that that's not an O, phone? It's a 0. Yeah, I don't like it when people say that. It's not correct.
610-330-5316.
This way.
Zero, DJ,
no, thank you.
This way. That phone.
Got it.
I'm pretty sure, and then you hit that.
Gabriel's talking about lines now.
No. It's there's a piece of tape on there that says connect.
I see it. Okay, what? Thank you.
I'm pretty sure that's
thank you.
I don't know if that number was accurate. Like, I heard zero was correct.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's my...
We have a call.
That's... Yep.
I'm pretty sure you pick up the phone, then you hit connect.
That's my dad. Hi, Dad.
Turn it on.
Is it really your dad?
We got a phone call, folks.
That is.
That should work.
Hello.
Wait, is it your dad?
I...
Hi, buddy.
Oh, yeah, no, that's him.
Is it working?
Yeah, I can hear him in my ear.
Hi, Max's dad.
I don't know.
I want to hear more about Flat Earth Theory.
You want to hear? Well, eventually we'll get back to Flat Earth Theory when we're not being bombarded by things. Thanks for calling in.
Wait, what did he...
Bye.
What, hey, what did he call to say?
We get back on track.
Oh, no.
I love my family.
Me too.
So...
Topical.
Max was making friends in college. This is great for him.
All right. Thanks.
We're having a good time, even though we're not staying on topic.
All right. Let's try to stay on topic, though, because I am running a show here. Oh, my God.
When the number of people in the studio is greater than the audience, maybe we have the right to not be on task.
Listen.
How do you know the audience?
No, we actually have, like 30-ish people. Listen. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you can check.
That's so cool. Hi, everybody.
So let's real quick, you know, get back into pace, get on track. So
bloodletting.
We were talking about bloodletting, which is, you know, an old theory, and you're right, they do it with leeches, but we at least have reasons to do it with leeches. We're not exactly cutting people open and their brains open to let out like other humors. That's more, we're trying to remove toxins from the body, but we are destroying the ecosystem because we're taking out leeches from places that need leeches, which is kind of sad, but...
My family loves the ecosystem.
Do they?
Yeah. They're all about being natural and vegan and gluten-free.
And no vaccines.
No vaccines.
And the earth is
no
flat.
Education, the earth is flat. I love them.
At least they're, like, separated from, you know, the rest of society.
Are they, though?
in a way. I mean, yeah, if they're living off the land and they're natural, they're not spreading like whatever that dogma is. I mean, you know, living off the land and being natural, that's good. But
they're spreading it to their children.
They're spreading more than just knowledge. They're also spreading lots and lots of diseases. But hey, let's not completely dunk on Taylor's family for the next.
I love dunking on them, so I'm having a good time.
All right, well, that's good to know that you guys are enjoying dunking on Taylor's family. It's weird because to talk about flat Earth theory, you know, obviously it is ancient in a way. There's a lot of old cultures that do it, but like round Earth theory is not like an old thing or a new thing. Like it's existed for quite a long time in a lot of in almost every single Western culture, Rome, Greece, you know, all of Europe. You know, Asia even caught on to it pretty quickly. You know, you have the Middle Eastern, which is still Asia, but they were, I forget what was the period where they had like a serious scientific explosion, which we just don't talk about.
That was like
the Renaissance?
No, I mean, it was like
the Renaissance.
It was around the 1100s. They had like a golden age explosion.
Yeah.
In the Middle East, and I don't know if they discovered, they probably didn't discover the stars, but they had like an explosion of math and science. And it's actually really interesting because a lot of the stuff like during the Dark Ages that was being like this was during the Dark Ages. So that actually inspired people to start a Renaissance in Europe. So that was actually, some could say, the cause of the Renaissance.
That's really
Gabe,
interesting.
Okay, from history of the entire world, I guess, Gabe believes it's the Mayans who discovered the star.
The Mayans?
Yeah, apparently.
I believe that, discovering the star, there's a lot of old cultures that kind of figured out how to map the stars. I believe that the Mayans actually were one of the oldest, which we can see in, you know, remember when everybody was freaking out about the end of the world?
Yeah.
In 2012, because the Mayan calendar ended?
I do.
That was that.
Yeah. I was in a Baskin-Robbins in Florida watching it on TV.
That's great.
That's a great place to be when the end of the world hits. Yeah.
I had rainbow sprinkles that day because, you know, we're going to go out with style.
I remember I was having a really bad day, like, on the day the world was supposed to end. And I was just ready for it to happen. I was just laying in bed and I was...
As an 11-year-old?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can be edgy and also 11. Like, I was laying in bed. I was like, you know, if the world ends today, which it won't, but if it does, this is okay. Like, I'm okay with this outcome. It was a bad day. But to continue to talk about flat Earth.
The topic.
We can talk about, you know, the modern explosion of it. And the most interesting thing is the few celebrities that have, like, claimed to be...
Yeah.
I think it was, like, oh my god, B.O.B., like, Bob, I think, who had, like, one rap song, which I already forgot, was, like, is still huge into Flat Earth and, like, started a GoFundMe to, like, fund, like, this insane expedition. Shaquille O'Neal also said something about it, but he was obviously joking, but Everybody took him at face value because Shaquille O'Neal has if you haven't actually listened to him speak, he has a super dry sense of humor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they were talking about Flat Earth and whatever podcast, and he was like, I don't know, I drive in Hollywood and it looks flat to me. So the Earth is flat. And he had to.
My family said that they can't see the curve of the Earth when they're in a plane, so that it doesn't exist.
You can't. You're not high enough. Even if you were in a plane at its maximum altitude and it was a clear night and you could see the horizon, you wouldn't be able to see the curve because the curve is that minuscule. Turns out the Earth is pretty darn big, and to see the curve of something that's that big, you need measuring equipment to see it.
So you give them that argument and then they come back at you with the picture of the Earth from space, the picture, because apparently there's only one.
There's only one, of course.
They say that they've been showing us the same picture for...
Which for they haven't. So. They've taken plenty of separate pictures, and there's been multiple expeditions into space. Surprise, surprise.
They don't think the moon landing.
Of course they don't. Did I tell you guys that I once had three people in my sci-fi class who believed that the moon landing was faked?
People in your sci-fi class?
Yeah, my science fiction class.
You had a science fiction class?
Yeah, it was really nice. But
that's so cool. Yeah, I wish I had a science fiction.
Bougie.
Yeah, but the people in it were less than intelligent because it was a senior class and it was seen as an easy A, which it wasn't because there's a lot of writing involved. So a lot of kids flunked out, which is kind of funny. Imagine failing high school because of a sci-fi class. But
Wow, like, drag them.
No, I have little respect for people who, you know, act in the way that they did.
I appreciate that.
And it was oh my god, it's literally been a month since I've seen this girl. I've been the happiest I've ever been in my entire life. Because there's this one girl who was leading the Socratic seminar at the time, and she somehow managed to lead this seminar about Fahrenheit 451. So I don't know how he got there to faking the moon landing. Okay. And like three kids raised their hands, and like, well, no, three kids were like, we're talking about faking the moon landing. I wasn't in the Socratic seminar. I was on the outside of the circle, and I stood up, which I wasn't allowed to do. And I was like, okay. And the teacher's like, you can't. I was like, no, I need this. And for some reason, she listened to me. How many of you legitimately believe the moon landing didn't happen?
Three people.
And like three people raised their hands. And this one girl was like, well, what do you mean? And I just looked at her and I said, if you have to say that,
yeah,
just raise your damn hand.
Was that a swear?
No.
I can say damn?
You can say damn. Just don't overdo it.
Damn, yeah.
That doesn't work.
I need something.
But, you know, that's kind of the issue. Is it's a denial theory. Like, it's not, and I've already reiterated this point multiple times, so it might be stale. But it's not the looking for facts, it's denial of what exists. Like, I could claim that anything exists and then just say that any facts given, they're just wrong.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you could try to prove anything to me, and if I just say, no, you're wrong.
They can't prove their theories, but they argue that we can't prove
yeah,
the facts.
The facts, even though we have data and we have... Like they expect you to come to every... The trap is they expect you to come to every debate with, like, packets and packets of information, which you don't have because it's common sense, you know, at that point. And they say, well, you say that we're wrong for using our common sense. Okay, but this common sense is backed up with years and years and years of scientific theory. Like, just to say that those in power are lying to us is not sufficient unless you can prove that they're lying. And you can say that they're hiding something, and sure, but show me how you can tell me that they're hiding something. And usually they show you then this... breathe a little farther away. When you're super... No, it's okay. I made the same mistake day one. I was like...
up to the mic the whole time. We did not need the example.
We did not need that.
But it's funny. Oh my gosh. When you have this theory of denial, and you have this like theory of not... You can't prove this, so therefore you can't prove me wrong. But they're not proving you wrong in a way that's logical. It doesn't make sense.
I think the problem is that Flat Earthers thinks the burden of evidence should be on us to prove it to them, when really the burden of evidence needs to be on them to prove that it's wrong, when there is evidence showing that it's right.
Very valid point. But unfortunately, the way that we teach about science is kind of not like in the best light, because we teach about science as like this theory of practice. And unfortunately, we treat it as like, you find something out and then you know it for to be true. But science doesn't work that way. Like, science is a theory. It's a theory of constantly looking at the knowledge you have and making inferences from it. Even evolution is technically an inference, although it's a very strong inference with years and years of data and lots of empirical evidence and lots of visual and physical evidence that we can see. And you're right, we can't come out and say it, because unless we can actually dive into the like network of the universe, we'll never know anything.
And the way that science is set up is that it's true until proven false, so they just need to prove it false, but they haven't been able to, so...
I definitely agree that that kind of thing should be taught, later on, though. The reason that they're not teaching kids, hey, this is what's going on, but it could be wrong.
Kids are gonna understand that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they don't need to say it could be wrong. You say, like, this is, like, the bet. Like, we have incredibly strong ideas. And the issue is they don't unteach it as we get older. I'm not saying we should teach, like, elementary school. Yeah. But, like, high school?
Yeah.
You should probably learn about that once you're able... You actually have a developed prefrontal cortex so you can grasp higher concepts.
Otherwise, you've got three kids in your sci-fi class.
Who don't believe the moon landing happened. Yeah. That was a rough day. Like, I'll be honest, that really put me in a bad mood.
Was that the day the world ended in 2012?
No.
When you were senior in high school?
Senior in high school and the world ended in 2012. I believe that your timeline's a little askew there, Taylor.
I disagree.
You disagree?
Time doesn't exist.
I don't want to have this.
And the world is flat.
Still, my favorite thing is, like, the fact of how little we know about gravity. Like, I mean, we know a lot about, like, the constant of it, but, like, the theory that mass... Like, basically, we know enough about the effects of gravity and, like, what it does. But once you get into why it happens, like, we know, like, you do with a lot of topics, it's really, like, interesting how little we know about that kind of topic. Gabe?
So recently we actually figured out something interesting about gravity. We figured out that it's wavy.
Wavy.
That is Wait. Has something to do with waves.
That's awesome. Didn't we find, wasn't it like old Einstein theory that was proven, like gravity waves through like...
So we found evidence that gravitational waves exist. And the way that we did this is we had two really long laser beams perpendicular to each other out in the desert in the United States. There were two of these setups they on opposite ends up. Of they the United States.
Up. My family brought that laser thing up. They said it proved that the Earth is flat.
So it didn't prove that the Earth was flat, but perhaps we might be able to figure out why if I dive a little bit deeper into what happened. So essentially, these arrays were configured in such a way that any minute change in the distance, so both of them were the same distance built, and any minute changes in the ratio of the distances would cause something to be detected. And the way that this was done was the lasers would go out of phase with one another, and then their brightness would change because they were canceling each other due to destructive interference, and then we'd know. And so the way that that would have to happen is if, like, the Earth wiggled, and the way that the Earth wiggles is by gravitational waves.
Huh, that's cool. So... Back onto Flat Earth. That was really awesome. Like, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, Gabe.
Sorry if we're like.
Can't believe Maxim would do that to you.
Can't believe I just.
I don't know how that would prove the Flat Earth though.
It was probably like somebody said that it did, and then everybody said, "Oh yeah, prove Flat Earth."
Yeah.
And then you ask them how, and they're like, "Huh."
Yeah.
Science.
Speaking of Flat Earthers trying to prove their theories, again, anybody who hasn't seen this documentary, and if. Like, you have the time. Behind the Curve is fantastic. It's so funny. It just, you know, grab some popcorn, watch it. And it's scary, but funny. And it ends with them, like, they crowdfunded, like, a lot of money to get all this equipment for this experiment to prove the Earth is flat. What ended up happening is they proved themselves wrong. They got this equipment to, like, measure the curvature of the Earth. Because they were going to see, okay, if we do this properly, we'll see that there's a zero. But what they found was that... And this is an actual quote from Bob Condell, who's like that, like one of the head speakers for the Flat Earth. He's got a YouTube channel and everything if you want to really do a deep dive into crazy. And the quote is, "What we found is when we turned off that gyroscope, we found that we were picking up a drift, a 15 degree per hour drift," Noddle says, acknowledging that the gyroscope's behavior confirmed exactly what you'd expect from a gyroscope on a rotating globe. So they basically bought this expensive equipment and said, okay, this should prove that, you know, Earth is flat. They bought it, and it proved that the Earth was round because it was had the 15 degree per second curve thing. I don't know, or per hour drift.
I love that.
And wow, $20,000 they sunk into that.
Ooh,
just to prove themselves wrong.
Wow. Imagine, I wouldn't be surprised if my family was a part of that.
Part of like
donated.
GoFundMe. And the interesting thing is like their theories on like what went wrong. And a lot of it went down to, damn NASA again, they did it, they messed with our data or something like that, like the elite NASA, you know, one world government hackers came in and messed with this one terrible experiment's $20,000 gyroscope.
They just refer to NASA as like this entity, that's like, they don't even understand, like,
we don't even have funding for NASA right now.
We don't,
like, the one thing that like the Trump presidency that I was actually excited for is he was planning on giving a lot of money to NASA, which just hasn't happened.
No, he wasn't. He was planning on making Space Trump. Force.
No, Space Force, yes, but that still meant, and apparently he did something with that recently where it's like now like this, it's not nearly what he said it was going to be. It's like something completely different. But like even then, I was like, okay, NASA's getting funding. You know, that's something. Mm-hmm. Even if it's going to military, like it's still NASA, and we're going to do something with it. Because now we've completely privatized space at this point.
Like, I think that Space Force is a separate entity from NASA. I think that he was not trusting NASA and the stupid scientists who believe in climate change and making his own thing.
Maybe that's why they're Trump supporters.
Well, your family?
Space Force?
Not surprised. That would make sense.
I love the term
because we vegan Trump supporters.
Yeah, they are.
We have
such a weird.
I know.
I love Air Force and then Space Force, it's such a goofy name. I mean, when you break it down, Air Force is pretty goofy on its own, but like G-Force. Space Force just takes it to a whole.
G-Force.
Yeah, the movie with the guinea pigs. Yeah.
Oh my God, can we not talk about G-Force?
We can watch it right now live.
No, we're not watching. We're not watching G-Force. We're not watching that movie.
I disagree.
So, like, and you know, a lot of like this, you know, this flat earth theory of like all these facts, they just, there's so much evidence to prove each idea wrong. And they, even when they come out with like, you know, reasonable, and I would say put reasonable in very like, with very heavy quotation marks, like the idea of, you know, the sun being a spotlight and the moon acting in the same way, mm-hmm. like, okay, you can reasonably recreate that on a diagram. Like, that's about as reasonable as you get. But then it just falls apart completely when you look into the science of it and you add in the idea of an invisible moon. I cannot get over the idea of an invisible moon that's causing, you know...
It still blocks the sun.
It just blocks the sun, which is just... It's just wonderful. Like, I mean, I think it's like... I think what they describe it as is like a two-way mirror.
What?
Like, where it, like, reflects back down and it reflects back at the sun. So it's like a one-way mirror. Wow. So, like, you can see through it up, but you can't see through it back. It's like a lens or something.
Space is crazy.
Taylor 2K19.
I love reality.
I mean, like, it's kind of sad, but, like, you can...
Oh, yeah, no, it's very sad.
It's very sad, but it's fun to point and laugh, but it's kind of scary. And we're really not... And there's
you
nothing,
don't need to tell me it's scary.
No, I know.
I'm related to that.
I know, but, I mean, the scary thing is, one of the good and terrible things about living in America is freedom of speech, right? People can say whatever they want, most anything they want. And even if it's very wrong, as long as people listen, they can gain power.
Yeah.
Like... And it's kind of good that we have the ability for people to say things without, you know, getting Russia'd and killing our journalists all the time. But it's, you know, we allow wackadoos to talk. I mean, talking about wackadoos, Area 51 raid's coming up.
All right.
Are you guys excited?
I'm so excited.
Maybe that's where they keep the power switch for the sun spotlight.
Oh, you're so right. That's where they keep the bulb. Where they for the.
No, I...
What?
My aunt's Facebook account mm-hmm. is a riot. She posted...
Do you want to drop her Facebook?
I don't know what it is.
Oh.
I don't know it off the top of my head. But she made a post like a month or two ago when the Area 51 raiding memes were like at their height.
Yeah.
And she said that the Area 51 memes are made by the government.
Wow.
Promoted by the government. Uh-huh. And they're a distraction to keep us from thinking about the fact that vaccines are killing children.
Wow. That's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, a little bit.
I know this is off topic, but I do like talking about things. One of the most interesting things...
Do you like
Is
talking
that why
about
you're a radio show host?
No.
What?
Is that why you're a radio show host?
Is it really?
I don't know.
Is it because you like talking about things?
I like talking about
and
things.
And the radio is talking.
But the fact that the meme became so big, like it became such a viral trend that, you know... They actually needed to brief on it, and so yeah. there's great pictures of them of like head military officials having to explain to their like troops.
So what, the Karens are gonna come this way.
What Naruto running is, yeah. And they like have like this great PowerPoint, and there's like some you're not allowed to bring phones in, but you know, some like one or two people did. So there's great videos of like. Naruto running is something that can be found in the anime Naruto, and it's primarily done by the character, I forget the name, Naruto, what is his last name?
I have something to say about that.
Okay.
So, I read something about that, and apparently that was actually a joke, and it was like, it's something like, there's something where you have to do a presentation, but like you can do a presentation on anything, and that guy just chose to do his presentation on Naruto running. Sadly, they're not actually briefing on Naruto running. I'm sorry to crush your dreams.
No, thank you for, you know what, we check our facts here. Speaking of checking facts, I do have a correction from last week's broadcast. It wasn't Assyria that had all those terrible or those intense rules. That was Babylon. Very small thing, but you know, my brother was yelling at me after the show about that, so
Your
I figured I'd correct
Satchel.
It. My brother Satchel.
Shout out
to Satchel for being smarter than me, but also a goof. I honestly want to have him on if you ever want to come up to visit, absolutely
he should
come
call
up.
Right or now. Just call in right now.
Please don't. We do have very little time left.
Oh,
and I
no.
But that's okay. Today was a bit of a mess, but I feel like we wrapped it up. We've been wrapping up nicely, closer to the end. I think next time I'm going to put like a 3-person limit on it, just because this is a bit of a startup mess.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but that's okay. We learn. This is Steph. You're fine. You're just chilling in the corner, but like still, it's a lot of people. Broadcast 2, a bit of a mess. That's okay. We got time to learn. And I think we should just wrap this up with just closing thoughts on flat earth theory. Are you guys believers now?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely, without a doubt, 110%.
So I mean, I'm convinced, honestly. That $20,000 study that went wrong, truly.
The invisible moon.
The invisible moon, you know, ice walls, the dome.
Spotlight.
Spotlight effect. It's all wonderful.
Yeah.
It technically explains time zones, but I think one of the funniest things, Aiden, you were telling me about this, that China has one time zone, so it's just all completely messed up. If you'd like to hand the mic to him, just if you want to talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, they have one time zone, and they're as big as the United States. So there's like some part of the country where it's like 8 a.m., or like 9 or 10, and the sun hasn't come up yet, because they mandate it, so it's like one time zone.
One time zone. Wow, that's kind of crazy.
That's equality.
That's communism, baby.
Yeah.
Although, is China even communist anymore? They're the Communist
Party. Not really.
Party,
they call themselves.
This is not something to start talking about. Yes. How many minutes?
7:59.
We literally have 1 minute left. Yeah. But I feel like this is still an interesting topic. I mean, China's a whole whatever. Let's start. Well, I mean, I'll just start wrapping up then. So once again, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Wiki Freaks, and we probably talked about Flat Earth for a bit. And
probably.
And have a wonderful night.